Testing in the House Chamber, 10th Legislative Day.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Zinger. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Zinger.
March 10th, 1865, our country was in an interesting spot. 4 years of war had ravaged. The South had been put into poverty that was going to last for decades. We had a population of 31 million and 650,000 lie dead. And on that day, Abraham Lincoln was sworn in for his second inaugural address. And looking over that, he said, he says, of the two sides, both sides read from the same Bible and prayed to the same God, and each invoked his aid against the other. If you contrast that to 1 Peter 2:9, where it says of us, we are a chosen people, a holy race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. How could we be so far apart? I want to submit to you, it's that last little piece, God's special possession. We forget and not understand the value that God has for us and the love that he has for us. And because of that, we can't recognize the value and love that God has for those around us. Let's pray. Thank you for all those in this room, for they have been fearfully and wonderfully made by you. You know each one of them more intimately than they know themselves. We confess, Lord, that we have failed to recognize or understand, or worse yet, have disregarded your great love for us, your passionate, furious, raging, all-consuming, jealous love for us that led you to sacrifice your own son so that we could be in relationship with you. Forgive us for the failure of us to recognize that love and the value you have for those around us. Father, give us your eyes and your heart so it'll be said of this assembly that we were a holy race, a royal priesthood, and your special possession. We lift this up in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves the journal for February 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representatives Blackwell and Torbett recognize, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Blackwell and Torbett, Education, K-12 committee report. Senate Bill 37, in-person learning choice for families, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The chair will advise, notice the body that when the House adjourns today, that we're going to adjourn subject to the re-referral of bills, and that this bill will be on tomorrow's calendar for second and third readings tomorrow. On motion of the gentleman from Lenoir County, Representative Humphrey, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to his wife, Terry Humphrey, who is celebrating a very special birthday today. Terry, would you stand so we could welcome you and can wish you a happy birthday? Thanks for being with us today. The Tar Heels mask looks really good too, so thank you. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Sauls and Strickland, House Bill 64, NC Works Commission Membership Modification.
Commerce, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules. Members, per our notice, there are no votes today, and so we have actually disposed of our business for today, but again, Chair, would remind the body that tomorrow we will be having votes. Chair understands there's probably going to be a Rules Committee meeting here very shortly. So for that purpose, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, at some point this evening, we're going to have a Rules Committee meeting. Watch your inboxes. I expect it to take place within the next 2 hours, but we're waiting on some language to be drafted. So just watch your email.
Additionally, Chair directs that all chapter bills be noted. For what purpose the gentleman from Lenore, Representative Humphrey, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd be remiss if I didn't personally wish my wife a happy 50th birthday. She's a lot younger than I am, but anyway, thank you for indulging, and thank you, members, for your expression of gratitude. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
I actually have two announcements, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for both of those.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'm happy to inform you of the reorganization of the County Caucus, which will be chaired by Representative Becky Carney and myself. The caucus is made up of previous county commissioners and will discuss legislative policy and budgetary issues impacting North Carolina's 100 counties, and to foster strong, good working relationships between state and county leaders. Please look for an email if you were a previous county commissioner to let you know if you would like to participate. And also, I'm happy to inform you of the reorganization of the Joint Motorsports Caucus, which I will chair. This caucus is formed to inform and recognize that Charlotte Motor Speedway NASCAR events are essential to the economic health and well-being and vitality of the entire state of North Carolina. You should also have received an email with a form attached to complete and returned by email to my office if you would like to participate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
For an announcement, please.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Community College Committee will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. in room 643. We will have before us House Bill 38 about the Board of Trustees at Isothermal Community College. Please be on time. Thanks.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February the 11th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Eiler, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February 11th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 37, In-Person Learning, Choice for Families, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 37 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for the 11th of February.